Genesis chapter number 19. I'm going to be dealing out of the text that I preached last week. It won't leave if you'll stand with us. I want to share with you two verses of scriptures really jumped out at me today. Found over in the book of Genesis. If you'd stand with us, as our custom is, to honor the reading of the Word of God this morning. Book of Genesis. The Bible said in verse 1, "And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground." What's going on, preacher? Lot has left the tent life, and he's moved to town. And he's sitting in the gate in a place he ought to not be. God so loved him enough that he sent two angels to him. Matter of fact, there's a great theophany there before. You'll find where three angels came to Abraham, the father of our faith. One was Jesus Christ. Abraham bowed to him in his tent door. Abraham never lost sight of his tent. Lot's problem was he focused on the town. And so God, in the person of the Lord Jesus, stayed behind. And he sent two angels ahead, and he come to Lot's town. He said he come to him at eventime, and so he said this. It moved in, and the angels was talking to him at night. And they shared this word that really grabbed me in my heart in verse 12. This is what they said. They had a message from heaven. I wonder when God sent these messengers to him, what he had to say. And look what he had to say. The men said to Lot, "Hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy son, thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord." Verse 24. "And so the Lord did as he said. He rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven." Thank you for standing this morning. I'm interested in this phrase, and I want to go back to my thought. He said the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. I want to preach on this simple Bible thought this morning on before our town burns down. Before our town burns down. Now, I don't know if this is doing anything in you that it's done in me. Maybe it's just for me this morning. But I want you to notice what these angels had to say. He said this in verse 12, simply, "Lot, hast thou here any besides your little bunch? I wonder in this town who you went into God. I wonder in a dark place why Lot didn't have somebody with him. I wonder in this day and this hour who you have beside your little bunch. We as Baptists, we think because our babies are saved and our grandyounguns is saved. What about somebody else's babies that's not heard the gospel? They come to him with a great message and said, hast thou here any besides your bun? Wouldn't it be a blessing if we could get a burden to reach our community before it burns down? You said, preacher, do you really believe that our town is going to burn down? I sure do. The Bible said in the book of Malachi, chapter number 4, and nothing's changed about this. He said, "For behold, the day cometh, that shall burn as an oven. And all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Now I want to share with you three thoughts today about before our town burns down. By the way, that car you pulled up in this morning that's your idol, it's going to burn up. That house that you working your finger to the bone for, you can get it all pretty and get it painted and look nice, and I think it ought to look nice, but honey, you not taking it with you, one day it's going to burn down. Oh, my, before our town burns down. I want to share with you some things about Lot. I mean, that's just, Brother Gerald, I mean, it's got to be with me. Hast thou here any beside? I mean, surely you've won somebody to God in this wicked place. Surely, Lot, you've let your light shine in this dark place. Lot, surely, I don't know how long he was there, but God did. God felt like he'd been there long enough to touch somebody. Before our town burns down, I want to say this today. Lot forgot his wonderful past. He forgot his wonderful past. Look what he done, if you would turn with me this morning over to Genesis chapter number 13. And let's look at his wonderful past. My, the Bible said in verse number 1, and Abram, the father of our faith, the friend of God, went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. Abram was very rich. He just wasn't rich, honey. He was very rich in cattle and in silver and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south to Bethel, to the place, here it is, where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, to the place of the altar. It'd do you good to have an altar around your tent. Amen, Brother David. Which he had made there. Let me tell you, you're going to have to make you a place to pray. It just ain't going to present itself. Make you a place to pray. I like what the old man said, honey. It ain't how long you pray. Just don't go long without praying. So he had him a place to pray. Now verse 5, and Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks, herds, and tents. And the land was not able to bear them that they might dwell together, because their substance was great, so they could not dwell together. There was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. So Abram said to Lot, look, let's don't get in a rip-it here. Let's don't fuss and fight like the average Baptist church. He said, I pray thee between me and thee and between your herdmen and your herdmen, for we be brethren. That's a good Bible word. He said, is not the whole land before thee, separate thyself? He said, if you won't take the left, then I'll go to the right. If thou depart to the right, then I'll go to the left. So now, how come Lot ain't won nobody to God? How come he couldn't report back to heaven that he had done the Great Commission? I believe with all of my heart this morning that he had forgot about his wonderful past. You see, in verse number 1, he had a tent life. He had a wonderful past. Isn't it amazing how sometimes we get too big for our britches and God goes to blessing us and we think we don't need no leadership no more. See, the best thing Lot could have done, they'd been raised in Abraham's house. When strife broke out, he said, hey boys, he's boss. I'm blessed because first he got blessed and I'm going to stay in my place. And I ain't getting the big head, because if the windows of heaven turn off me, my cattle goes to nothing. But he got the big head. Ain't it easy to get the big head when God is a blessing you? Some of you has forgot. You forgot.
your wonderful past. You forgot about that old granny that prayed around a table. You forgot about a mom and daddy that loved you. You forgot about your humble beginnings. And now you think you don't need no church on Sunday night. Now you don't think you need church on Wednesday night because you got it all by the tail. Honey, this preacher's going to pray that your house of cards falls down and you realize without him, you're nothing this morning. Now he forgot about his wonderful path. Boy, what a blessing to be raised up in a house that had a lot of love, had a lot of homemade quilts. Thank God you can have them electric blankets. My mama had them old-timey quilts. She'd put so many on you. Hey, we was raised in a house you could nearly throw a cat through the side of it. But honey, come wintertime, she'd put enough quilts on the bed. You needed a bumper jack to get out of it in the mornings. Boy, she would make them white gravy biscuits and we'd have fried rabbit or fried chicken. My Lord, we didn't have a lot, but we had everything. Some of you got a lot, but you ain't got nothing this morning. I'd rather have me a house and a family and an altar and know that my God was my God and stay in my place this morning than anything I know. The reason we don't win a town, because we forgot about a wonderful path. We've got too busy now. A lot of you this morning, by way of radio, you ought to be in a church house, but you're pulling a boat going down the road because God's blessed you. You went and bought a boat, now you forgot about Him on Sunday. Amen. God's blessed you with children, but yet they become your idols. God ain't in the idol business, honey. God kills idols. You better be careful. He said, have no other gods but by Him. Oh, he forgot about his wonderful path. You know something my mama always said? I'd get a little smart mouth. Anybody have any tendencies to have a little smart mouth? Let me give you a good word this morning. You that's always want to get the last word, you know how to have the last word? Apologize. You want the last word? Apologize. Some of y'all need preaching back here this morning. You ain't getting it. You want to have the last word? Apologize. You see, he forgot his wonderful path. Oh my, my mama had to say it. Boy, you getting too big for your britches. You getting sassy mouth. Where's that belt, boy? I'm going to tame you. And she always said this. I don't know what she meant, but I do know what she meant. I'm going to take you down a notch or two. You know what I done found out, Brother Dennis? I'd rather take my own notch out of my belt instead of God have to adjust the notches in my belt. Oh, he forgot about his wonderful path. He forgot about all that altar business, how it helped. You know the reason your family's in a mess? When's the last time you prayed? You wonder why things is a zoo at your house. When's the last time you run it by this Bible? A lot of you looking in happiness in this world. Honey, happenings brings happiness. But only Jesus brings joy. I'm hunting joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Preacher, what was wrong with life? How did he wind up in town out of a tent? He forgot about his wonderful past. Boy, ain't it he? You know something? We think, man, we've got everything, but we ain't got nothing. I mean, I just go back to that little old place where we was at. It was such a blessing. Miss Ethel, when everybody had time to sit on the porch, just get an old watermelon out and put it down in the water cooler. And Lord goodness, that was Sunday evening. Folks come by and just get a piece of watermelon. Get us a salt shaker. Somebody shout, watermelon and chicken. I'm ready to go to the house. Amen. That was living. You hear me? That was living. We had one old heater stood up in the end of the house and it just tried to warm the whole thing. But it couldn't hardly do the job. But thank God Mama's quilts would pick up the pace. Had a mama that loved me.
had a daddy at work, wouldn't lay at home sorry as a billy goat all day. He'd get up and go to work because he had young'uns to feed. Daddies, you listen to this preacher this morning. These young'uns is your responsibility. My young'uns is my responsibility. It ain't the government's position to raise and feed your young'uns. Get off your sorry hide and go to work somewhere. Well, they don't pay nothing. Well, they pay something. Something's better than nothing. You used to hand out. A lot of you wanting to start out with what mom and daddy had after 40 years of marriage. My grandbaby had to crawl before she walked. Some of you goofy, you think your baby went to walking at 3 months old. Mine didn't. So I believe with all my heart, Lot got too big for his britches. You hear your preacher this morning? Be careful, don't forget about where you come from. God don't owe me and you nothing. We ought to praise Him and bless His good. If we got one pair of shoes and a pair of blue, I'd rather be broke and know my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, have me on a pair of overalls and broke-down shoes than anything I know. You say, I don't like that kind of preaching. Go on down yonder, she'll pet you. You listen to me this morning, don't forget about your raising. Bible said, raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Oh my goodness. I believe with all my heart, he forgot about his wonderful past. He forgot about his place, tent life, altar. And then I believe this all my heart. That's what got him in trouble. Chapter 13, verse 10. He forgot about his possibility. And Lot lifted up his eyes. That'll get you in trouble every time. Didn't the Bible tell us that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak? Honey, this flesh ain't saved. You better put it on a cross every day of your life. It'll get you in a world of trouble. He lifted up his eyes. He forgot not only his place, but he forgot about his possibilities, that he was human. I don't care how big you get, honey. You ain't bulletproof. We're human. We make mistakes. And you know, I've said this time after time. When your young'uns mess up, them little angelic beings you raising, that you know yours don't do no wrong, but everybody else's is doing all of that. But when they mess up, I want to tell you something. We in a church this morning to be here for you, and you're looking at a preacher be here for you. Some of you don't come for me, but I'll be there for you. Some of you come when it feels good. But I took my time out of family to sit with your goofy self. Because you wouldn't grow up. I say this out of love. Watch, I'll smile. Don't forget that your wonderful past. And I believe not only that get him in trouble, but you'll notice this in the teaching. Not only did Lot forget about his wonderful past, I believe Lot fellowshipped in a wrongful place. You are who you run with. You hear me this morning? Brother Mike, I'm glad I'm running with preachers when tag team and preach. Do you have any idea what your pastor would look like if I got in the wrong crowd 6 weeks? Do you really think you can get in a party? Do you really think you can get amongst the wrong crowd and not drink their beer, not smoke their dope, and not tell their dirty joke? Do you really think you can run with that crowd and be a Christian? You can't do it. This flesh is weak. Oh, not me, preacher. You'll be the first one somebody calls for this preacher to come get out of jail. And I'll come. I've been to jail before. Inside, outside. Ain't you glad He saves old sinners? Amen. Before our town burns down, He said, have you here any besides? That's amazing. Does anybody see that? Brother Joe, that's amazing. He said, boy, you got anybody in this town? Have you led anybody to Christ? I believe He forgot His wonderful past. I believe He fellowshiped in a wrongful place. Now look in Genesis 19. We'll be winding down briefly when the Lord's done. Genesis 19, verse number 4. Watch your Bible. So the angels come in. And before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, and all the people from every quarter. They called unto Lot, said to him, where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. To have perversion relationships with them is what we're wanting to do. Now, Lot is a righteous man. I'd never known it, but the Bible said he was. And he's fellowshipping in a wrongful place. And look what happens. You see, if you stay there too long, you become what they are. Amen. Now, it's going to get quiet, but I'm going to pick the preaching up right here in just a minute. This is what he said now. And Lot went out at the door, verse 6, to them and shut the door after him and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Ain't it amazing he called that crowd his brethren? Here is a bunch of perversion going on, and he had laid around too long and he didn't see no difference between him and them. And he called them brethren. Isn't that just where our town's headed? Isn't that where our nation's headed? Nothing's wrong no more. That America don't blush no more. I heard Hillary made a statement this morning that she's fixing to get there and she's fixing to change and adopting a lot of new policies. So you know, there's no discrimination. I done noticed you better watch them women wear them tailor-made pantsuits every day. You just watch. You better watch them women wear them tailored pantsuits every day. Now you get quiet. I'll come your pew and I'll preach this morning. She don't want your guns. She wants your young'uns. She wants your grandbabies. She don't want your shotgun. Your shotgun can't die and go to hell. She wants your grandbabies. Boys, we got preaching down Bowden this morning. Praise God. My wife gave me that point getting dressed this morning. Praise God. I love tag team preaching. Tag me, honey. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what she said. She said, honey, you better watch them women wear them tailor-made pantsuits. I said. You say, I don't like you. You're a sissy. You're a little old spineless thing. Ain't got enough guts to lead your family to God. Sitting around an old dead church, a bunch of old deacons running, a bunch of hogwash. Wouldn't know the Holy Ghost if he pulled up in a fire truck. And then you squash your eyes at a man of God up preaching in the Holy Ghost, worried about your young'un. Don't you look at me that way. We got visitors, even more to preach. Let them know what's here before they put the hat down. We don't do as you do. You do as we do. This is the house of God. With no standards, no Holy Ghost. Praise God, I'm looser than that Banny Rooster I got in my pen down yonder. So you better watch that crowd. They'll get you. He laid down in the wrong place too long. I wonder where you camping out. Now, watch this. Bible said, he called them brethren. And then verse 8, this is amazing what a man would do. It's how low a man can go. He said, I've got two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you and do you to them as it is good in your eyes. My goodness. We just think now this world's got bad. Did you know this could be you in just a few weeks? Do you think you're not human? I feel an opposing force. Lot fellowshipped in a wrongful place. Look in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse number 14. 2 Corinthians 6, verse number 14. like Miss Kyla now. I'm about tired of the devil. I'm about ready to rub his nose in some stuff. 2 Corinthians number 6. Now, he wrote this Bible to reach sinners, and he wrote it primarily to believers. Do you believe that this morning? Look what he says, 2 Corinthians 6. Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial? What part hath he that believeth with an infidel? What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I'll dwell in them and walk in them, and I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Lot fellowshipped in a wrongful place. Be careful who you run with. You'll become just like them. And you know something? God does not want us to be isolated from the world, but He does want us to be insulated in the world. We're to be shining our light every day. And if our light's not shining, nothing happens. Just like this Bible character. He said, have you any here? Now, thirdly and lastly, the Bible tells us now that not only did Lot forget his wonderful past, not only did he fellowship in a wrongful place, but thirdly, I believe Lot failed in a witnessing practice. You see, I believe Lot failed his children. You go back to that text in Genesis 19, and you'll find out that when they said, have you any here besides your son-in-law and your sons and your daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. So, verse 14, he went out, and he spake to his sons-in-laws, which was married to his daughters, and said, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord is going to destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-laws. Jason, C.C., I'd hate to know, boys, that you married my girls, and I come and told you about the God and the Jesus of this Bible, and you mocked me and said, that man don't live what he preaches. Why should I listen to him? And this amazing thing, he went home, went to bed. Because the Bible said the next morning the angels had to grab him and lead him out of the city. I believe he failed in a witnessing practice. I believe he failed his children. Daddies, I don't care if you like this hard old time preaching or not. It's not going to change the fact you're going to stand at the judgment bar of God for your children. Why do you say in the book of Ephesians that he's talking about fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but raise them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord? It's not mama's responsibility to raise them babies, sir. It's your responsibility to have your babies under a Bible preaching church filled with the Holy Ghost worshiping Jesus Christ. Take them on over there. They got their little pony shows and hot dogs and drama teams. The Bible said he chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. You want drama? I got Calvary.
Yeah. Amen.
You want drama? I got on the third day. He got out of the grave. Drama don't bring no life change. This book brings change. And Daddy, it's your responsibility. Don't fail your children. Number two, not only did he fail his children, I believe he failed his community. Have you any here besides? Let me ask you something. A lot of churches have a Thursday night visitation program. Four shows up. 2 weeks it dwindles down to nothing. I wonder if 300 got on a visitation program every day in the land that we live, the jobs we work. I wonder how productive we could do in a community if we'd let our light shine every day. I'd rather have you on a visitation every day of your life, wherever you live, on your jobs, where you play, at Walmart, at the Western Auto, every place you go, be a light for Jesus. Be a whole lot more effective than knocking a few doors on Thursday night. Lot failed in a witnessing practice. I believe he failed his children. Mama, thank God. I'm so glad the Lord saved me. We pastored a church about 50 minutes from here. Brother Troy, we'd put our babies in car seats. And you know something? They went wherever we went. And you taking yours wherever you going. Little old Megan jumped out of the choir one morning, 6 years old, at the altar, and said, "Daddy, I'm a dying, going to hell." The Lord saved her. My youngest baby later down the road got saved. Ain't it some way work? Now I got a grandbaby sitting there under the sound of the gospel. Miss Kyla leaned over and prayed for her a while ago. God save her when she gets old enough. You tell me it don't work. He failed his children. He failed his community. And lastly, I believe he failed the Great Commission. Did you know the last words in Mark chapter 16 that Jesus told his disciples? Said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And he was taken up out of their sight. You know, it'll do you good to hear the last words of a man. Miss Kyle, if y'all come sing me a song this morning, I'm done.